This is William Pierce welcoming you to the first of a series of 13 programs of works performed at the renowned Marlborough Music Festival during the 1967 and 1968 seasons. First in the program, Schubert's introduction and variations for flute and piano, Trockner Blumen, with Paula Sylvester and Rudolf Serkin, the performing artists. The program will conclude with Haydn Symphony No. 94 in G, The Surprise, with the Marlborough Festival Orchestra conducted by Pablo Casals. Located at the end of a country road in Vermont's Green Mountains, Marlborough is quite different from most summer festivals. It's perhaps the only festival where, on one program, one might hear a string quintet made up of five famous solo artists, a woodwind octet of first chair players from the country's major symphony orchestras, and a chamber orchestra of 35 or 40 musicians, each with national or international reputations. What makes this community of artists even more unusual is that they come to Marlborough at their own expense and select the chamber works they want to play. Since programs are not planned in advance, there's freedom from the pressure of working toward performance. One of the 100 works rehearsed each week, only a fraction of these can be offered at the weekend concerts. The musicians live, eat, talk, and play chamber music for 8 weeks each summer, and what results has been described by one critic as perhaps the highest concentration of artistic activity of whatever kind that takes place anywhere, anytime in the United States and possibly the world. The Marlborough Music Festival was founded in 1950 by Adolphe and Herman Busch, Marcel, Louis, and Blanche Moise, and Rudolf Serkin, who for many years has been Marlborough's artistic director and guiding spirit. What they have helped to create, in a sense, is a symposium where the young virtuoso and the mature artist can exchange ideas and explore the varied chamber music literature together. All this in a rural setting, away from the pressures of their careers. So Marlborough is first and foremost for the musicians. It's a tribute to the festival that the public travels hundreds of miles to fill the concert hall to overflowing each weekend without knowing what programs they will hear or who will be performing. Just a moment, we will hear the Schubert introduction and variations for flute and piano. The performing artists are Paula Sylvester, flute, and Rudolf Serkin, piano. Now coming on stage at Marlborough, Paula Sylvester and Rudolf Serkin.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Franz Schubert's introduction and variations for flute and piano is performed by Paula Sylvester and Rudolf Serkin. Paula Sylvester and Rudolf Serkin have returned for a bow. Once again, the audience has recalled Miss Sylvester and Mr. Serkin. And while they're taking their bows, a word about each. Paula Sylvester is a native Californian and has performed as a soloist and chamber music artist around the country. Her frequent appearances in New York have included a concert with the New York Philharmonic under Leonard Bernstein and chamber music performances with Rudolf Serkin at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. She's received numerous awards, including first prize at the Geneva competition in 1966 and the highest prize at the Munich International Competition in 1964. She has recorded for Columbia Records and the Connoisseur Society. Rudolf Serkin is internationally recognized as one of the world's greatest living pianists. Recipient of many worldwide honors, Mr. Serkin was awarded the John F. Kennedy Presidential Freedom Award, presented to him as one of three American musicians chosen in recognition of an extraordinary contribution made to America's cultural life. For Maestro Pablo Casals, this appearance with the orchestra is one of many that he has made since his first visit to Marlborough in 1960. Casals was 84 at that time and has been an honored guest at the festival for 8 summers. Now, at 93, Vermont and Marlborough have taken on a special meaning. He has described Marlborough as unique in the world, a temple of music. His only other appearances are at his own festival in Puerto Rico, and when he occasionally makes guest appearances conducting his peace oratorio, El Pesebre. The program of music from Marlborough will conclude with a performance of Symphony No. 94 of Franz Joseph Haydn, as performed by the Marlborough Festival Orchestra. Pablo Casals conducting. The applause you hear, of course, is for Pablo Casals as he comes on stage.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Symphony No. 94, The Surprise, by Franz Joseph Haydn. Pablo Casals conducted the Marlboro Festival Orchestra. The orchestra is standing to accept applause, along with the conductor, Pablo Casals. Once again, Pablo Casals is on stage. The orchestra is standing with him. The program, the first in a series of 13 chamber music broadcasts of works performed at the Marlboro Festival during the 1967 and 68 seasons, opened with a Schubert introduction and variations for flute and piano, performed by Paula Sylvester, flute, and the pianist Rudolf Serkin. The program concluded with the Haydn Symphony No. 94, Pablo Casals conducting. Next week, Marlboro will present an all-Mozart program, which will include the Serenade in C minor, Kerschel 388, for two oboes, two clarinets, two bassoons, and two horns, and the Symphony No. 40 in G minor, Kerschel 550. The C minor Serenade will be led by Alexander Schneider, and Pablo Casals will conduct the orchestra for the Symphony No. 40. This program was produced for the Marlboro Transcription Trust under the musical supervision of Misha Schneider. Distribution is by the Boston Symphony Transcription Trust, and this is William Pierce inviting you to be with us again next week.
Stay tuned next for a program from the Pabst Theater Artist Series, coming up next. Applications are now being accepted for the 37th Annual Coleman Chamber Ensemble Competition, which will be held in Ramo Auditorium on the Caltech campus from April 29th through May 1st, 1983. The competition is open to non-professional groups of from 3 to 8 players prepared under the direction of a qualified coach. For application forms and more information about the upcoming Coleman Chamber Ensemble competition, please call area code 213-793-4191. That number again is 793-4191. This is KUSC Los Angeles and KCPB Thousand Oaks. KUSC and KCPB are equal opportunity employers.
Jean-Pierre Rampal, world-famous French flutist, marked his 60th birthday during his American concert tour, January 7, 1982. Among his birthday gifts was a scrapbook weighing 18 pounds and containing messages from 200-plus celebrities, ranging from Miss Piggy to Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau and Joan Sutherland. 4 days after his birthday, Rampal appeared in recital at the Pabst Theater in Milwaukee as part of the artist series at the Pabst. This is Linda Clauder with that concert. Because of his gargantuan output of recordings of virtual...